Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County this morning, where you come to you live and in living color on your radio dial on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Got a special guest with us here this morning. We'll be talking to her just a little bit later, a very unusual special guest, and one that I've known for many years and forgotten about her a little bit, but she actually is a merchant here in Salina. And we've got, I don't know how we're going to handle this today, but I know she is a fun young lady and a businesswoman. And we're going to be talking to her about her business here in Salina and about some of the things that I think maybe the first time she was on the radio show, she might have been about 6 or 7 years old, maybe. And she's back again. And that's Miss Olivia Roberts. And we'll be talking to her in a few minutes. But first off, before we do that, we'd like to thank everyone for listening to us here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning and allowing us to come into you, your home where you're having another cup of coffee. I know we have lots of the guys, the telephone guys out on their trucks. I think they listen to us, and just lots of folks around, and we're proud of that. And we hope that you'll tell everyone about our show, which is here each Thursday morning, as I said, and also that it'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And the shows are also streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper site. So there's lots of opportunities, and the old shows are also stored there, and you can go back through certain dates and search and find one that you may have interest in that you've heard here before. And we, of course, before we begin, I'd like to thank all the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, that being the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, the three-star committee, and all of the folks that advertise here on WVFB-FM, our own little local radio station. And we enjoy this and hope you enjoy it. And we'll remind everyone that we've got spring sports going on over at the high school, and we've got some activities that are going to be coming up here in the courthouse later on in the summer when we get ready to start celebrating the 150th birthday of this old building. Got lots of special things going on with that, and I'll talk a little bit about that before we get through today. But right now, we'll take a short break, have some words from our sponsors, and be back with Miss Olivia.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. So we've got a special guest this morning, a very young lady and a very interesting young lady that, like I said, I had known about her for a long time and kind of forgotten about her, and also her parents and her grandparents, Miss Olivia Roberts. And she is kind of unusual in a couple of ways. And in one way, I'm going to let her talk a little bit about, I know she was on here when she was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old with a group of homeschool students. They were going to be homeschool students, and they were doing a children's play over in Cookeville. That was with Miss Carla Rich and her children. And, of course, they're both now, I guess, Eli's finishing high school. He went to public high school, and Carla also. And Carla's all the way through, and I think she's working as an EMT and very, very successful. And also, they're just a little bit on the unusual side. They were homeschool students, and Olivia was a homeschool student her entire educational career. And I'm going to let her talk about that a little bit to begin with. You know, the those of us that were public school teachers, I know we realize what a tremendous job it is to educate young people and to successfully navigate that entire field for her entire education process. And let her talk a little bit about that, if you would, Olivia.
Yeah. Well, I was homeschooled from preschool up, and my mama has done an amazing job of taking care of us and five of us. There's five kids, and just the whole ordeal. It's a tough job. It's not easy to be a teacher, especially when you have so many ages, but my mother has just done such an amazing job at just making sure that we get all our subjects in. And I've graduated high school now, and we're having a graduation in May, and it's been a journey, absolutely, but it's been something that I really take pride in, and I'm happy that I had that that experience.
Okay, I guess your mother would be more like a director. Did a lot of the classes you do, a lot of online classes now? Talk a little bit, you know, I know through the elementary school, it's not as specialized, you know, it's just kind of a broad-based education of all everything from, geography to biology in those days, in the younger ones. But when you get into the high school area, it gets a little bit more specialized. Tell us a little bit about high school courses for homeschool students.
I did some online classes. I, of course, did, like, my foreign languages online. It was hard to do those in books and everything, but I actually mostly did most of my classes through a book. I'm not a computer person,
okay.
So books have always been easier for me. So I did a lot of book things, and then, but my foreign languages and stuff like that I had to do online.
Okay, what foreign languages? How many foreign languages are you reasonably fluent in?
I'm not reasonably fluent in much. I can speak some Spanish, but that's just about it.
Okay, and your specialization in high school, your major?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was?
I did do some classes pertaining to business when I was in high school and took some credits like that so I could be ready to take my own business on, because that's been a dream of mine for a long time, so.
Okay, what about the science classes, the lab classes?
Yeah, so those actually were online. I forgot about those were online that I took just through a CD, and then I would do watch the videos, and then I would do just like some experiments and things that go along with those.
Okay, I remember many, many years ago when I was working with our Exceed network that we came up with an online frog dissection program.
Yeah.
I wonder if you were familiar with that.
I was not. We actually did that with our homeschool group in person. We did a frog and a cow's eye and a bunch of other stuff I don't want to remember.
So you did basically the same thing that the group lab would do.
Absolutely.
And math, chemistry?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did those through a book. I was just another thing I just read through, and I'm not a math person, but I got through it.
And you will be getting your diploma this
spring? Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And you say you have a graduation program?
Mm-hmm. Our homeschool group does just a little promotion thing, and we graduate the graduates and promote the other kids to the next grade as a family.
Is that just the local group here? How many people are involved in?
We actually do one in Cookeville, and okay. It's about 25 families, about 75 different kids. So.
Okay, so you have lots of support there.
Yes, and, absolutely. It's
okay, now how many students are involved in? Right offhand.
I think there's about 75 different kids in the group from grades. It goes from grades 12 to preschool, so lots of us.
Okay, and I know one of the things that a lot of folks talked about and do talk about is the homeschool students is that their socialization.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you have a support group there.
Yes, we do.
How many students, high school students, that you're friends with through
this? There's been a bunch of kids with that in our homeschool group right now. There's about 20 of us. And that's a wonderful thing. And I also have really close relationships here with the kids in Salina, too. So lots of people that I've grown up with here. So lots of friends.
What about 4-H? Are you involved in that?
We did when we were younger. Right now, my sister and my brother, they started the chick chain. So they've got chickens now, too. So, yeah.
Did they order them online and get them through the mail?
Yeah. Yeah, they're running around our little cage. We've got rabbits and chickens. So.
That brings back memories for me because that's how we used to get our chickens on the farm.
Yeah.
We would order the chickens, and one of the bad things about that was when you ordered the chickens that way, they all got at the mature age where they became chicken meat at about the same time. And there'd be major chicken picking.
Oh, yes.
had to process all the chickens about the
oh,
same time.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That'd be crazy.
And also I know that there's something that you all are involved in is the Children's Theater over at Cookeville.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your experiences
yes,
there.
Yes, our homeschool group, we've done a play for, I think this will be our 13th year at the Performing Arts Center in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. We did Frozen, and it's just been another really great experience. We've done it for a long time, and we have some really talented kids in our group that just do an amazing job every year. But it's been a really neat experience, and we just got through with our Frozen play, and it was amazing. They did a great job, the kids who did it, and just a wonderful, wonderful thing to go see and support.
Okay, and some of the plays that you have been involved in, Olivia,
mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about some of those.
The first one, I was in Beauty and the Beast, and I was a fork. And when I was with Grace and Eli, we did Cinderella. And I've just always kind of been in the background. I've never been like a big person to be in the middle of everything, but I've always enjoyed doing them, just being a part of it, whether in the makeup room or on stage, either way.
You know, Cinderella is one of my favorite characters.
Yes.
And I know most folks think Cinderella was her name. But her real name was Ella, wasn't it?
Yes.
And she worked in the cinders.
Yep.
And in the stove and the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the name Cinder,
yes.
Ella, came from.
Uh-huh.
Cinder of the... Ella of the cinders.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of neat because most folks, you know, think Cinderella, that's a cute name.
Yeah.
But that really wasn't her name,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Okay, let's see. Let's take a little short break.
Okay.
Do a couple of commercials, come back, and we'll continue
good.
On. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Let me get this thing adjusted here. Like I said, it's just interesting you're talking to Olivia because, like I said, we have been intertwined, not necessarily just she and I, but folks that I worked for many, many years ago. Her father was one of the owners of Cedar Hill Resort, and a classmate of mine, and I worked for them up there a number of years at Cedar Hill, and just so many memories of things up there in and around there. And I know Olivia's mother, and I know my wife Faye taught at the elementary school, and I know that her mother was one of her favorites through the years. And we have just kind of really, I guess I've really known who she was, what she was, but she is just sitting here talking to her. She is one of the more interesting young folks that I've talked to in a long time because of. You're at the age of what I think 18 it is now. The wide variety of things she's been involved in, because one of the questions I asked her while we were off camera was that, you know, that they had the kayak business up the canoe down the Obie, and I was asking if she worked in that. Tell us a little bit about that now.
Well, we started that when I was about 12 years old, and I was always working at the counter and cleaning kayaks, and it was just so fun just to get to see all the tourists, and everybody enjoyed getting to go down the river and see all the beauty that we have here in Clay County, and it was just one of those really fun experiences that I'll never forget. It was amazing. I loved it.
And I think also your family has a VBRO cabin that they rent
out.
Yes,
we do.
Are you in charge of cleaning it?
I do take part in cleaning it, yes. It's an effort. It's a big cabin, so it takes a lot of us.
Has it been pretty busy up there this summer? This spring?
Yes, we've got a lot of rent out in the summer. We've had people stay for different months at a time, just building houses and things like that lately. But we do have a lot of rentals for the summer, so it'll be exciting, be busy this summer.
I wonder, some of those families are connected probably to the families that stayed at Cedar Hill.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know, a lot of the folks up there were seasonal visitors. They would come at the same time every year for generations, two and three generations.
Yes.
I know it very, lots of very interesting people up there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, your business world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know I've got your website up here, and you've got up here that, you know, it's a dream of yours. And at 18, are you fully in charge of this place now?
Yes. Of course, my dad helps me out with different things according to, like, business and everything, but mostly it's just me, yep.
And tell us about the business.
Well, like I said, it's been a dream of mine for a really long time. Since I was probably 7 or 8, I've dreamed of having a clothing store. And I just love Clay County and love the town and just wanted to be able to bring something in that's a little different. And I'll carry women's clothing, men's clothing, and kids, little boys and girls, and gift items, accessories, all that fun stuff. And I love getting to be a part of the community here with this business. So getting to make Clay County a better place.
Well, tell us a little bit about the business itself.
Mm-hmm.
The merchandise you have there. Let's start out with the location of where you're at.
Well, I'm 204 Brown Street is my address. I'm located right between the Citizen Statesman and then the Bank of Solana, the one with the big garage door. And, I try to carry, like, a different than what we usually see here in Solana. I try to carry different pieces of clothing, different items than what's usual, different style, to where I can bring a different crowd into the area. I enjoy getting to pick everything out, and I love just the clothing aspect of it.
Okay, now, just a little, the physical part of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any of the history of the building?
It was a dentist office, wasn't it?
Okay.
I know that much.
The dentist office was beside
it. Okay, that was beside it.
And that was, I think maybe just a storage place.
A storage place?
And if you look, it took a lot of cleaning stuff because there was a hotel above there.
Okay.
Numerous names for it. There was a hotel building. It is one of the historic old buildings here. And it was also, you know, part of the same building row there. The post office was there at one time. There was Napier's meat market there.
Yeah.
There was the Western Auto in front of it.
Uh-huh.
They just came in there and kind of cleaned up a storage area there. And I know you look in there and it's kind of, it's kind of stark up in the ceiling.
Yeah, it is.
And I know it is, you know, kind of unusual. And mm-hmm. like you said, to get in there, you opened up the garage door.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to tell if you're open, is it?
No.
But back on the business side of that, the number of lines of merchandise that you have in there, some of the brand names,
mm-hmm.
On the business side, some of the things about stocking the store, things like that. Tell us a little bit about what that's
so
like.
So I order all my stuff online right now. I've been wanting to try to go to the Atlanta market. That's a big thing that everybody goes to. But I carry, in men's, I carry Honey Hole. It's a big brand that everybody loves. I just carry dresses, women's dresses. I carry mostly all naturals, like candles and soap. The Little Seed Farm is a little farm in Lebanon, and they make all their soaps and things like that organic. And I love being able to carry their supplies that they have. And let's see. I just love being able to, like, supply the different things. Like, kids' clothes, I have a lot of kids' clothes, and that's another thing that's hard to find around here. But lots of different things like that.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking here at some of the things here. The sandals.
Yeah.
We're just bringing up all kinds of things. You mentioned that the soap that,
mm-hmm.
and you're making the...
They come from a little farm in Lebanon, and it's like the goat milk soaps, and they're all organic, and it's just a small little family business that I get to support, so it's really neat.
And you mentioned going to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I know the folk, you know, that own the Merle Norman thing over in Cookville, had the clothing store over there.
Uh-huh.
Cindy and Gary over there. Gary's my brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, you know, they would go down to Atlanta and buy a lot of clothing.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, they tried to specialize in, I guess, wedding dresses and one prom dresses. Now, are you doing, do you have any, like, special order where you have a catalog where someone could come in and pre-order a prom dress or something like that?
I don't have anything like that right now, no. I've thought about that, though, doing the different things like that. So maybe in the future.
But, you know, it's, I know in so many of those things, like when you do get in some of these lines of clothing, they have quotas that you, like if you place an order, that you've got to order a whole big bunch.
Yes, that's what I have to do usually.
And that kind of limits, you know, I guess some of the things that you can do.
It does. Makes you a little nervous when you order a bunch of stuff, too.
And, well, you know, especially with the changes in the style of women's clothing.
Yes.
And, well, any clothing, there's such a big change. And you do have to keep up with what's going on.
Yes.
And business-wise, I know, like so many of our boutiques and stores here in Salina, your hours that you operate. Tell us a little bit, what goes into that, you know, when you do open up? Are you open on a regular basis?
Or? Yes. Yeah, I'm open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm open 10 to 5 on weekdays and 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
So you are one of the places that stays open quite
often. Yes, sir.
I know that we have a few businesses around that, you know, that are open like a couple, 3 days a week. And it's kind of hard to take advantage of the tourist trade if you're not open just about every day of the week. And you are open usually on the Wednesdays.
Yes, I'm open on Wednesdays.
And most everything else in Salina is closed on Wednesday, aren't they?
Yes.
And, well, okay, now, let me ask, have you had any of your the old customers from Cedar Hill to come by and visit with you?
I have had a few, yes. Yeah, ones that knew my grandparents and my dad and just coming there and not really even knowing that it was my store, but then just meeting them and getting to know people is really cool, so.
Well, you need some of the pictures up there.
I do need some.
Okay, now, future plans. What have you got in mind?
Well, I'll be staying here and just running my business. I really hope to just do really well at it and be open for a long time and just be something that I can just grow into, and I enjoy it. I love it. So it's just something that I'll get to hopefully grow and just maybe expand to a bigger building or just something really neat. So I'm very excited about the future.
it sounds like that you kind of like where you're at.
I do. I love it. I love it here, and I love the time of the life that I'm in. So.
Okay, and I know you did mention too, you know, you're planning on staying here, and but being from a large family, I'm sure you probably are planning on something along that line too here.
When
you get a wee bit older.
Yep.
That and I know that it's a tremendous when we have people with your energy, with your drive, that want to stay here in Salina and to make your home here and to contribute to the community.
Yeah.
And with that, we offer many, many thanks to you for that.
Well, thank
and
you.
With that, Olivia, anything else you want to talk to folks about a little bit? Or?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. It's been a pleasure having
well,
you here this
too.
Morning. And you can now go over and, I guess, get opened up and get
yes,
to work.
Yes, I'll be open at 10.
All right. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For being with us. Okay. Before we take a little break, I will read our birthdays for today. Mr. Gary Brown celebrating a birthday this past period. Miss Dean Walden, I think she celebrated maybe about 92 years, and she's still up and doing a lot of things. Miss Elaine Sherry celebrated a birthday. Miss Kat Craighead and Mr. Kenny Westmoreland, they all celebrate birthdays this time. Right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. All right, thank you.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a couple of things to talk about here for a little while. Then we're going to play some of things written by Lola Jean Dillon. We're going to be doing a show later on in the summer, actually on the Thursday night, August the 3rd. We're going to be doing another tribute of the music, the songs that Lola Jean Dillon wrote. I know we're all familiar with some of the big hits and things, but there's lots of great kind of obscure stuff that was recorded. We're going to be looking at some of that here in a few minutes to finish out the show today. And also want to tell everyone that about our Henry 30-30 rifle donation program that we've got going. We have a one-of-one Henry Golden Boy, if you're familiar with this group from the Historic Armory, that make different commemorative rifles for different organizations. And I know they did one a number of years ago for Clay County, and in celebration of the 150th birthday of the courthouse here in Salina, they have done a special one of 30-30 Golden Boy rifle for us here at the Clay County courthouse, and donated it to us. And we have set up a donation program for this, where if you donate anywhere from $10 donation to a maximum of $100 donation, for one thing, you will be given the opportunity to take this beautiful rifle home with you, and also your name will go on a banner here in the courthouse. You have helped to support us here at the courthouse and to help, restore and repair windows and do various things here in the courthouse. And this coming Monday, these tickets will be on sale at the Macon Bank and Trust and at the Bank of Salina. But now, don't go over there right now. It'll be after Monday. After opening hours on Monday when this takes place, and they'll have some of those the place there where you can make your donation and get one of the tickets that show that you have donated. So just keep that in mind. And we hope, we're going to be doing this up until, August to give lots of folks an opportunity to take part in this. And we are limiting each person, individual, to making up to $100, no more than $100 donation. And we will be doing that for until we have gotten through 1,000 donations. So, and we're looking forward to this being very successful to help us to get to finish getting our windows here in the courthouse restored, and some of the other minor things that we may need to do. But right now, we're going to move things over, and we're going to listen to some of the more obscure Lola Jean Dillon things, and hopefully this will come through good. And if it doesn't, somebody in my ear will tell me I need to turn it up or down a little bit. But we're going to start with a song that's called "Where Does That Leave Me?" We have some others here. I know this next one was recorded by Mr. Billy Walker, and it's called "It's Your Fault I'm Cheating." Hold on just a second here. And we are now ready.
You're trying to make me feel guilty.
commercial. This is named Room at the Top of the Stairs, and it was recorded by Cal Smith back in the late 70s, early 80s, and went up into the top 10 of the charts. And it's called Room at the Top of the Stairs.
Try
Okay, with that, we'll take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and come back with a couple of more music numbers, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanks for being with us today.
Okay, also, Lola Jean and her recording partner, Ellie White, did a number of comedy sides, and one of these is based on a young lady from Moss on her first trip to the big city of New York. This is called The Vacation.
Trying to catch up for you. like to smoochin' on the Ferris wheel. I almost fell down again.
I felt that spoon still kicking around on me, and me as far as the top of my lungs. You dirty turned us over. There'd be my life to ride it on the island.
I burst with pride to show all the places that I have been.
We looked real flashy sitting up on that lobby, that wardrobe hotel. I thought this was gonna stay.
I had $100 extra to spend on luxury.
I'm a starving today, and I had my heart set on the big boy, and I guess now you're fixing to tell me we can't afford none.
I didn't know how luxurious New York could actually be.
I still don't see what it would have hurt before old mama come with us. She don't ever get to go nowhere.
I put the spell on yesterday, and it almost had to get
out of sight. My eyes is what you set down a egg flat. I got a feeling we're trying to get home.
I guess I splurged too much on you, but it sure goes bad.
Judy, you might as well shut your mouth about a hamburger, son. You reach that garnet hose and get a thousand pinch. Cause your dad just done spent all our money on luxury up here in New York. And we ain't even gonna get to see off the land.
If you ask one more time, I'm gonna put you out of stock.
Well, you might as well. You done got rid of poor old Rose.
From the point
okay, now also Ellie and Lola Jean, they did some pretty serious country music duets together, and I'm going to play one of these here, and it's called If I Had Only Looked Closer to Home. This is the first song Lola Jean recorded. I think we've got enough time to get this one in. It's called WCRY.
Welcome to the best in country music, the late night place to be.
that about winds up our music for today. We've got a few, just a little bit of time left, enough to award our birthday prize for today. And the winner of today's birthday prize, Miss Dean Walden. And we hope she really enjoys her birthday and hope she has many, many more. And we really appreciate folks listening in this morning. Appreciate Miss Olivia Roberts coming by and also getting a chance to play a little bit of this kind of obscure Lola Jean Dillon music. And then to remind everyone that, you know, later on in the summer that we're going to be doing another tribute show here and include some of these songs sung by our local artists here. So we'll have more news about that and, our, of course, our 150th birthday celebration here of the courthouse. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut down for this Thursday. Remind everyone to listen in to us again this afternoon at 6 o'clock and also remember that we're on here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we really appreciate you listening. And with that, we've got, like I said, everything pretty much put back up, get the doors shut down, and we'll get out of here until next week. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.